In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Today is an Ember Day. Ember days, traditional in Christianity, really, are periods of fasting, abstinence, and prayer observed on the Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday following specific dates just before the start of each of the four seasons. Interesting point. Although we think of March 20th as the first day when spring enters, that's true on the Gregorian calendar, but the meteorological and the astronomical calendar, the first day of spring is March 1st. So this Ember Day is perfectly placed as the Friday before spring begins on the physical level of the astronomical meteorological calendar. Ember is, of course, a devolved way of saying the Latin word cator, which means four. Because over time, in common parlance, the cator days, this quartet of days, became pronounced as ember days and remain so today. Their primary purpose is to thank God for the gifts of nature, to pray for priestly vocations, to consecrate the new season, the coming springtime, as I said, meteorologically, which is Sunday, to consecrate it to God. Born in Italy into a large family and baptized Francis, the saint commemorated today, Gabriel, lost his mother when he was a child. He was educated by the Jesuits and was cured twice of very serious illnesses, coming to believe that God was involved and was calling him to religious life. This young Francis wished to join the Jesuits but was declined, probably because of his age. He was under age 17. Following the death of one of Francis's sisters, he resolved to enter religious life, and becoming even stronger about it, was accepted into the Passionists. He was given the name Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows. This is the saint on the calendar today. We see how frequently illnesses played into the rise of Saint Gabriel's vocation. This might lead us to reflect that on the gospel today. For 38 years, the character involved was lying about, the text says languishing, near the springs of Probotica. Christ observed this, said, "Arise, take up thy bed and walk." This is related, this matter of languishing. Some of us might recognize a languishing physically or spiritually. Perhaps it's our very self. We are languishing, could be called drooping, flagging. Can the Lord help us in this languishing period that we may find ourselves in, knowing there's something better? We could be walking, moving about actively in some way on a spiritual level of sanctity that we should be getting to, but we somehow can't muster to do it, like this poor person who was lying about for 38 years. So the possibility becomes very real for us. We have to wait for it. We have to have faith. In this case, there was no statement made by the character. Rather, his 38 years of the action of lying about and all his attempts to get there, down to the water, but always edged out by someone quicker and better and stronger. The Lord took notice of this. The person kept humbly returning to wait again with faith back to his place and spoke loudly to Christ, who made the man whole. He helped a languishing man, and he can help us too, who are languishing perhaps in our own way, if we have patience and faith. Notice an interesting word in the in the lesson today, in this prophet Ezekiel. He uses a word that is would show us maybe why we're languishing sometimes. The word prevarication. He shall not be remembered in the prevarication by which he hath prevaricated, and in his sin which he hath committed. He's talking about, the prophet's talking about the person who's in sin but kind of not getting out of it. Prevarication, doesn't it mean kind of varying the truth in a preliminary way? So then suddenly we're not culpable, there's nothing wrong. Sort of change the subject a certain way, and everything proceeds, everything's fine. Doesn't have to do with our sin. You see how I've prevaricated the whole thing, and now I'm stuck in my own sin. It seems like that's related to the languishing problem, this matter of prevarication, which is sort of another word for lying that appears in the prophet Ezekiel today. Something to be safeguarded against, this prevarication. Gabriel, the saint of the day, was faithful in his efforts in little things, did join the order that the Passionists, his superiors, had high expectations, and then disease struck. Tuberculosis appeared and plagued him. He weathered it and died peacefully in 1862 at only age 24. But we do have his example of almost like the person waiting by the Sphinx of Probotica, trying, didn't work, tried it again, waited, tried it again, kept the faith. He was canonized in 1920. So this Saint Gabriel suffered, but with faith. Seems like we could compare him to the gospel, languishing, but looking for the good from heaven, and he found it eventually in his own way, by his sanctity, his life work with religion, and then even probably, I would say, in his death, offering his sacrifices. And this is a way that we consider his example then, as we ponder the mystery of the gospel too, that problem of languishing, drooping, flagging, be it physical or spiritual. Can Christ help us? If we are faithful, if we are patient, if we don't prevaricate all the time, our Lord could stand us up to walk again. He can make us whole. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.